It's time for another dose of digital dissemination from Dr. Dave. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. To consult with Dr. Dave, there's no appointment necessary. Just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
is the number. We're talking about the crypto locker virus and how you get it, what you can do. We haven't got to what you can do yet. Some interesting options about what you can do. It initially, when it came out in the fall of 2013, there was a real panic because there really wasn't much you can do. The only good news around this whole thing is, you know, it'd be a part of the installation of that virus. It would encrypt all of your files. It would encrypt all of your files on your whole network. In other words, if you had another machine, if you had a server that you were sharing and it was Drive S, like for all of your scans or something for the organization, it would encrypt those on another machine. And a lot of confusion about what that means. Does that mean that other machine got infected? No. It means that it encrypted whatever data it could find. And some confusion about whether CryptoLocker, because people trying to think of how do I protect myself against CryptoLocker? What if I get a network attached storage, which is basically like a little streamlined Linux hard drive file server, little box. What if I get that? It won't get infected, will it? Well, no, actually Linux won't get infected. That's true. But the data stored on that drive that's available from an infected machine will get encrypted. So anyway, we were talking about backing away from the keyboard. Literally, if you find yourself just for whatever reason, just so compelled, it's one of the reasons why you don't want to be kind of haggard and rushing when you are at the keyboard. Just relax. You got something going on? I mean, you know, and it's a part, one of the things that happens with us, we sort of get trained, you know. Phone rings, you got to answer. You kill yourself to answer your phone. You don't even realize you're doing it. You'll interrupt a funeral or a wedding to answer your phone. It becomes a part of what we do. You know, and we get these emails and we start, you know, just reacting. Just relax. That email isn't going to matter if it sits there unanswered for 30 seconds.
When you're too tense, it's common sense to relax a vote. The more you earn, the less you learn to relax a vote.
We French, you'll find, are more inclined to relax a vote.
Relax, 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 relax a vote.
That's really an important concept. It just keeps you, I mean, again, the bad guys know how to get you out of the zone of relaxation and into that, oh my God, my eBay account has been hacked. I better click on this link to get things squared away. No, your eBay account is fine. If you click on the link, you will have big time trouble.
And you know what? As soon as you feel that urge to, that anxiety come creeping upon you, literally, this is what I do. I think of that little jingle you just heard and sit back and go, think about that nice calming advice of just relaxez-vous, literally, Dean Martin and whoever the other gal is singing that.
French gal.
Yeah, some French gal. And take that moment of pause to really think about what's happening and don't do what you instinctively want to do when reading those scary emails.
And some of us have, you know, you know, we're all a combination of characteristics and qualities. And some of us have some strengths and some of us have other strengths. And some of us are a little more high strung, a little more reactive, a little more intense about something. And we get a message like that. It just almost like, it's like a physical compulsion stop. That's why I say literally, if you have to, just get up and walk away for a second. Even if you just get up, take three steps around, and then sit back down. You know, that can be enough. Don't click on the link. You absolutely don't click on any links that are EXE or COM or BAT files ever, 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 or VBS, ever. Those are all files that are executables. They're files that do something. They're scripts or executables or batch files. They specifically are designed to do something. FedEx doesn't send you an executable file. If they're going to send you something, they're going to send you a link to log in, which is not bad, which is not good, but it's not as bad as an executable file. You do not click on those because they run. They don't ask your permission. They just go. And they can be incredibly destructive, and they can encrypt every piece of data you have. Now, the good news about this, I suppose, is that at least the bad guys actually do what they promise they're going to do, and you pay the ransom, and they send you the encryption or the decryption key, which is really amazing. And I think the reason why they do it is because they want to have the reputation that if you just send them the money, your problem will be solved. So that the next person that gets infected has heard, if you just pay the money, your problem will be solved. Well, the problem is they've got your data.
That's interesting because that's just the opposite of our government, isn't it? Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
they'll take your money. And they still won't solve the thing that they say
you compound
solve.
The problems. Tell me about it. We're going to talk about that
who's
later.
Who's worse?
We're going to talk about that later in the show as well. Okay. Well, you know, we anytime we talk about this stuff, we actually have to address that. You've got the bad guys that you know are the bad guys. They're the traditional bad guys. They're liar, chiefs, cheats, and thieves. And then you have who are supposed to be the good guys and traditionally are the good guys, and many of whom are good guys, but a lot of whom are not. And you can't, it's very difficult sometimes to sort that out. But getting back to CryptoLocker, don't click on email links. Don't, particularly if there's an executable attachment, do not click on that attachment. If you're not expecting that email, Let's say that you have a FedEx package that is on the way from Amazon, or an important business document, FedEx. It's, you know, so this is how they get into this thing. A lot of people do have important FedEx documents coming. Now, they don't know it's you. They just send a whole bunch of these out, knowing that a certain percentage is going to be applicable. Let's say you got an important business. It's $1 million deal, and you got to sign it and get it back, and you got until 10 a.m. this morning to do it. And you get this email when you get in the office at 8, and it says, we couldn't deliver. Yeah, your heart's in your throat. You see $1 million down the tubes. Don't click on the link. Go to FedEx.com. Check your shipping. Call the person that you're getting the document from. Say, hey, is that out yet? Is that in transit? What's the tracking number? FedEx, I think FedEx sent me something, but I think it might be bogus. What's the tracking number so I can go look it up? Do not click on the link. Okay, so let's say you've got CryptoLocker. What do you do? Well, there is a site that I have not personally used, but apparently somehow a couple of security companies that are associated with each other have a close relationship. Somehow the bad guys inadvertently gave them access to the decryption keys. So if you send these security companies your just one file, not something that's personally identifiable, you know, you don't want to send them your file that's your birth certificate photo or your, you know, anything that's personally identifiable or you know, private, don't send them. But if you got kind of a generic JPEG image of your roses in the backyard, send them that. They'll figure out which decryption key is the appropriate one and send you the key for free. So you do have some options other than having to cut a check. We'll be back getting into more details on how you can help protect yourself from this right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.